Tonight, Shir Simchav Zayin, Se'if Zayin, Ches, and Tes. Se'if Zayin. Af al pi sheyesh le'odom makeh b'mekom hanochas tefillin, even though a person has an injury at the place where he would place the tefillin, yaniach tefillin, put the tefillin on. Kimokom yesh bazuraya laniach shtei tefillin. There should be enough room on the arm for two tefillin. Because the bone that goes up to the armpit, halfway down until the elbow is the place of putting the tefillin. What's allowing me to say? It refers to the flesh that swells near the elbow, but not at the elbow, actually. So on the bicep, there should be enough room for two pairs of tefillin. If the entire area close to the elbow on the bicep is injured, then you can rely on those who are lenient and say that the place for tefillin is on the part of the bicep higher up, closer to the shoulder. If it's a large wound and it really hurts to put on tefillin, then he'll be exempt from wearing tefillin shel yad. Even if there'd be place, and just put on the shalosh. Like we said before in Simchavav, look there. And look, we wrote in Sifhei Simchan Yuches. So, even if part of the bicep is injured, put on the other part. And even if the part closer to the elbow is injured, put it on the part higher up. And if the entire bicep is injured, so then you just won't put it on.
Did you put it on the other arm without a bracha?
No. Then you know what? Not yet. It's a bracha. Not doing anything.
If it's injured, could you just put it over your sleeve?
So again, here, we mentioned yesterday, if you need a bandage, we put it over the bandage. Here it's implying it doesn't make a difference. You can't put it on. It just hurts to put it on. Now, there's a footnote on the side on this halacha about where to put the tefillin, that there's enough space on the bicep for two. He says, what if a person has on his left bicep a tattoo? And this tattoo is not very nice. And it can't come off. So does he put his tefillin on this not nice tattoo on his left bicep? And he brings from Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchok that even though it's very meguna, it's not nice to put tefillin like that, but he's chayav to put tefillin on his left arm. And if there's place for two tefillin and the tattoo is on one part, then put the tefillin on the other part. But if there's no alternative, then you put it on top of the tattoo. And that's that.
Shouldn't put it look grassy?
He doesn't say to put... He suggests covering the part that you're not wearing tefillin with something, so that no one sees it, and the part with tefillin is part with the tefillin. But he's not going to say to cover the sleeve, that put a bandage over the whole thing.
There'd be no heter to get an additional tattoo to
cover over. So in this tshuva, essentially, it doesn't discuss a chiyuv term. It says it is advantageous to have it removed. Today with laser, they would remove the tattoo. And that certainly would be the Eitz HaTayva. He didn't say it's a chiyuv. Maybe when Dain Rice wrote it, it meant a skin graft. Today, it's done with lasers. It's not a skin graft anymore. It could well be that he would say it is a chiyuv. There are contemporary posts going to say that he should have take it off because it's a bizoyan. Anyway, and he wants it off. And now he's there with chiyuv. He doesn't want it there anymore. But if Lamais was there, it wouldn't be considered a chesitza.
Yeah, so yesterday we talked about covering the tefillin because you're not supposed to see it. Is that the box is for, or the box is just to keep from wearing down from your sleeve?
I think
and
that box,
put sleeve over.
You put the sleeve over. That box is that it shouldn't wear down the corners.
Is one, sorry.
It shouldn't wear down the corners of the bath. Se'if ches. Oyrech retzuah shel yad. The length of the strap of tefillin on tefillin shayat. Kedei shetakif es ezra, it has to go around the arm. V'yikshu menu hakesher, you have to be able to tie it. It should be tight on the arm. V'timotach al etzva and sa'is, it has to reach down all the way to the middle finger. V'yichu chimenu al etzbo shloshot kvichos v'yikshor, he should wind 3 times around his finger and fasten it. The minig of the world is to also wrap around the arm between the elbow and the wrist 6 or 7 times. The Ramah adds, one should not wrap the strap over the tefillin. Titura is the base, essentially, of the tefillin. Don't put the strap over that to hold it in place. He's quoting a Ma'aril. The Ma'aril continues and says, not like the minig of Bnei Ostrich, as opposed to the minig in Austria, where they did put the tefillin strap over the titura to hold it in place. So the Malbim Arzis Achaim says that there are those who learned the pshat in this minig Bnei Ostrich is because their bota yadehem are very narrow. So it sounds like they had narrow arms. So the tefillin wouldn't hold well. So they had to tie it down. And the Malbim says that's not pshat. I think the pshat is they had the minig of wearing the tefillin reverse, where the marbarta, where the strap goes through, is closer to the elbow and the top is loose. So they had to tie it down, and they would take the tzuwa over the titura to hold it in place. So Maril says that's not our minig, because he disagrees with the other half. We put the marbarta on top, not on bottom. The Bnei Ostrich had the marbarta with the tefillin strap went through on the bottom, so the top was flopping up. So then they would take the tzuwa and wrap it around the titura to hold it in place. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed. The tefillin strap goes all the way down to the finger, and you wrap 3 times around the finger. Shnayim beperka tachton, twice around the lower joint. Ve'echad beperka emtsoi, and then once between the middle knuckles. Ve'yesh oimrim detchila echad beperka emtsoi. Some say first one in the middle, v'achas shnayim beperka tachton, and then 2 on the bottom. And these krichos you do after you put on the shalosh. So there are various minhagim as to exactly how to do the krichos on the fingers. Some only do the middle finger. Some use the middle finger and the finger next as well. And use a minhagim. Sivkalam and Aleph. O Shiva, around the arm between the elbow and the wrist 6 or 7 times. V'anana aginon Shiva Arminiga 7. Vayim Shachuva Shemasik the Ein Lasos Elos Ein Krichos Rak Al Hazoya. The Shachuva says these windings should only be on the Zoya. The Lo Kemix, that's not like some Kitsas, Shenohagin Lasos Gimel Krichos Al Kiboyris Vadad Al Zoya, who do 3 up on the bicep and 4 on the arm between the elbow and the wrist. He says that's not Pshat. Do all 7 down by between the elbow and the wrist.
I've seen some that do a shin, but I never counted what goes below.
That's right.
Do they do 3 plus 7 or do 3 plus 4?
I think they do 7 besides the shin. Sif katan lama beis. Ve'ein lichroich, don't put the ritzua over the titura. Shekvar niskayim ukesharten b'ritzua shalom abarta. Ukesharten you fulfill with the strap by the marbarta. The same thing, tefillin shavoyish, you only have 1 strap going through the marbarta, and that holds the tefillin. Same thing with tefillin shayat. And since there is no mitzvah to wrap around, so then what are you putting the strap on top of the titura? There's more kedusha on the titura than on the ritzua, so don't put the ritzua over the base of the tefillin. Now those have the minig to put the shalrosh on before they even wind around the arm. Yesh oimim, some say the yachal lichur charatsua al hakatzitz shlo somosh atfilah shlo yad v'mekama ad shniach shalosh. So for those people, some say, you can wrap the ritzua on the tefillin of shalyad to keep it in place until you put on the shalgoish. V'achachach yisur, and then you take it off. V'yichu chashav v'krichus, and wind the seven windings. But we don't have that issue because we just wind the seven windings before we do the shalgoish. We just don't do around the fingers. U'mi shebat yadav tzaros v'atfilin nadim v'mekama ma'idei zeh. If someone's base yad is very narrow, again, I'm assuming he means the arm is very narrow, and the tefillin will move from their place because of that, then you could wrap around the titur and hold it in place. And it's called the Atzah Zechayah. Because this is the whole taich that some want to say in the minig of Austria. That's why they did it that way. And he felt, the Atzah Zechayah himself felt, Malm felt, but that's not pshat to say that all of Austria had narrow arms. Rather, the pshat was they had the bias reversed with it, and my barato was lower and the rest of it from above. Se'if tes. Mekoyim hanochas tefila shalosh. The location of tefila shalosh. Me'ascholas ikri hasa mimitzchoy is from where the hair begins to grow from its root above the forehead. Atzof ha'malkom shemocho shaltinuk face, until the point where the head of a child is soft. Mishnah Berurah Sefkan Lamed Gimel Ikri Asar. The pshat saying this: the bein einecha lav mamushu. When the Torah says bein einecha, does not mean put it between your eyes. The gamina gezeres shalva milos asima karcha bein einecha ma'omer etzlam es. We learn gezeres shalva from don't put a karcha, don't pull out your hair. By mace, if someone dies in the family, you don't mutilate yourself. Ma'ala halan mokam sha'isa karcha v'ubarosh. That's referring to making himself bald, pulling out his hair and his head. Afkan maskil mokam tefillin mimokam she'shayachos karcha. So too, the tefillin begin where it's shayach to be bald, meaning from where the hair grows. Dehainu mimekoyim hascholas smiches hasa'ola shabarosh. The lowest point where the hair begins to grow close to the forehead is the hairline. Many people stumble in this Isser. It's a fascinating lotion, the Isser. The mitzvah is to put it above the hairline. There's no lois assay. Just, you're not people kind of the mitzvah. He calls it an Isser. People are nichshol in the mitzvah. V'toyim, they make a mistake. Loimar. Shehakotzoh el yoin maskel mimokam haseh. As long as the upper end of the bias, the part where the strap goes through, if that's where the hair is, you're okay. V'ikra tefillin munach al ha-metzach, then the rest of the tefillin, most of the tefillin is on the forehead. For oivon al issi d'iraisa, again the lashon issi d'iraisa, he's being mavat of the mitzvah d'iraisa. To call ha-tefillin tzvichin li'os menachem ha-mog shesh korcha, all of the tefillin have to be on the spot where there could be hair that he's making himself bald or pulling it out. Even the outer edge, the bottom of the base of the tefillin, the titura, has to be munach al makom hascholos ikorei asar, has to be up to the spot where the hair begins to grow. So it's not like you look at the part where the strap goes through. As long as that's on the hair, we don't care, and the rest hangs on the forehead. It has to be pulled back so that the very front edge of the tefillin is resting on the above the hairline.
What if it's been a long time since
where their hairline was?
Yes.
Where their hairline was.
What if one doesn't like remember?
The tefillin should be horizontal, not vertical. If you don't know, do it further back. You're better off. Now this is ridiculous. Don't pay any attention to people who have bangs. So it lays down half the forehead. I can put tefillin here. My hair is there. That's ridiculous. It's got to be at the root where the hair begins to grow from and above. You're best off even higher than that. There's enough room on the head for two pairs of tefillin, one in front of the other. Kadesh lo yisham et amata mesach. So keep it further back. It shouldn't slip up front to where the forehead is. V'kol ha-menichin al ha-metzach. Those who wear tefillin on the forehead, who minit kiroim, it's the practice of the Karaites, the osa mitzvah, did not do a mitzvah. V'chol bal nefesh yazir l'chaveirov, v'yilamdim, shlo yikoshlo b'zeh. A bal nefesh will tell his friends and teach them not to stumble in this. Kadesh shlo yu chas v'shom b'chal poshi yisol b'gufon. They shouldn't be chas v'shom with those people who are considered poshi yisol b'guf. Tizel kakavlam of tefillin, the head that doesn't have tefillin on. What? You have chas v'chalila?
Yeah.
I have chas v'shom. My official edition says chas v'shom. So evidently it was a ches and a vav. And the printer had their choice. My edition is chas v'shom.
What's
a karkafta? Is the head. So it shouldn't be the karkafta that doesn't wear tefillin. V'gam ha-brocha v'atola, not to mention brocha v'atola, if you make a brocha v'shalosh. The tefillin she'munochen shelo b'makayman, ha'vikamunochen b'kisan. We said before, tefillin that are not in the right place, or like they're sitting in the bag. And if it slides out of place, take and put it right back in place. And in brocha, we talked about that before. So we don't make a brocha when it slips out of place. There's enough room to put the tefillin two pairs, one in front of the other. So zikr, if someone's not sure, just keep it a little further back. To a place where you zikr know it wasn't the shayla. Sifkan lamadad. At sof hamakom. So it begins at the hairline and goes back until the point where a newborn's head is soft. But it's a limit to say, sheketsei hamarabar shel tefillin, the back end of the tefillin of shel goyish, where the strap goes through, lo yemunach lamala mimokom shemosh tinegrach, should not be higher up or further back on the head beyond the point where the child's head is soft. So I think there's an official name for that part where the bones of the skull come together.
Fontanelle.
The what?
Fontanelle.
The fontanelle. Okay. So up until there, you can put your tefillin shel roish. Further back is way too back. That's too far.